Jerry Bader Show 1023. I'll admit it. At the end of the San Francisco 49ers Seattle Seahawks game, where Richard Sherman came off the field after making really the game-winning play, although he did not intercept the ball, he broke up a pass intended for Michael Crabtree from Kaepernick that ultimately was intercepted and ended the game. 49ers actually, I thought they were in a position where they might score. That didn't happen. The NFL, well, the network's covering the NFL, but the NFL, of course, sanctions it. For years now, has had what was first disparagingly called the sideline babe. Actually, sideline reporters were first men. Then they had attractive women on the sideline. And that's where the, and feminists feel this is very offensive, the sideline babe. Many of them ask really stupid questions. Some of the guys ask stupid questions. Hey, coach, what do you need to do to score more points in the second half? Well, our offense has to move the ball better. We have to throw the ball better. We have to run the ball better. And we have to not make the mistakes we made in the first half. Did I not just share about every... That's pretty much what it is. At the end of the game, though, when emotions are high, it's amazing what happened Sunday doesn't happen a lot more often. Jason often points out to me that I have not competed at high levels in athletics. I mean, I've never been in organized sports. And I agree with you. I do not understand what it's like to have your adrenaline pumped up in a highly competitive situation where there are stakes that are at least important to you, whatever the championship is, high school, whatever, wheelchair basketball, whatever it is, it's important to you. And as an athlete, you are amped. And you don't just turn it off. Richard Sherman didn't turn it off. Walked off the field. Was it Aaron Andrews? Aaron Andrews, you know, was just fortunate enough that he could usually go for the quarterback or whatever, but he made the game-winning play. He sounded like a madman. My wife and daughter were there. And I said, look, this Crabtree thing, then we learned this thing between he and Crabtree wasn't just that game. This goes back, but it came to a head during the game. And then he gets the chance to put the smackdown on that guy to win the game. I think anyone worth his weight in spit as an athlete was not going to be back to have that dial go from 10 to 0 by the time that it's just not going to happen. He has become vilified. And Rush Limbaugh was pointing this out yesterday. Rush is about the only guy nationally defending him. I will do it in my little corner of the world here. Seriously, I am amazed this doesn't happen a lot more often. I think grabbing someone after a moment like that is just actually a stupid idea. Do you know, and I do know because I've talked to professional athletes, do you know how much they do to amp themselves up, especially a game as physical as football? But this goes for other sports too. To amp themselves up to either deliver or receive hits that are equivalent to basically a small vehicle, play after play after play after play. And you have to get up. And yeah, it gets personal out there. These guys say things to one another. Let me tell you what. True story. I mean, I can give you probably off the top of my head a half a dozen of examples of during break of city council meetings where aldermen debating politics behave like this. It's true. I was a young kid, my second news job in Fond du Lac. I don't remember the guy's name now, other than it was Steve. He was a Fond du Lac city councilman. They don't have, at least when I was there, and I think it's still that way, but I could be wrong. They didn't have aldermanic districts. All councilmen could have been elected from one corner of Fond du Lac. There weren't districts. This guy would always get hot during a meeting. I went to talk to him during a break about what happened. It was like this, only worse. That's city government! And that wasn't live TV. I had a microphone I'd use in the next. He couldn't talk to me. He was too angry. There's a bipolar district attorney who remained nameless who was a lot like that. You never knew which one you were getting when you tried to talk to him after a court appearance. Not now, Jerry. I don't have time. You know, because things didn't go his way in court. Some of you might think you know who I'm talking about. I've dealt with a lot of DAs over the years. That's not sports. You're not getting hit. You're not delivering hits. Now, it's been said that, and I disagree with this, that when they're animals on the field, we can't be shocked if they behave like animals in society. That's ridiculous. That was the Mike Tyson defense. She should have known better to go with him, his rape victim, because she could see what an animal he is. Well, that's absurd. In fact, that was the defense his attorney put out there. It's obscene, literally. It is literally obscene. Now, because these guys, a lot of them, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush here, a lot of them are spoiled brats. I think one of the darkest days in Packer history is when Forrest Gregg, when Mossy Cade and James Lofton were on trial for sexual assault separately, but at the same time, well, these guys act like they deserve special treatment. Maybe it's because they do. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the tone. No, they don't. As a matter of fact. But this is a different topic. If you could measure that guy's adrenaline level at that moment, he probably could lift a Mack truck. Maybe that's what they should do. Have something there. Well, I think he's getting a bum rap. And it's a great story theme as we approach Super Bowl week. Is Richard Sherman going to explode? I'm among those who defend him. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.